At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Vega at half court. Waits for post, got a screen. Vega accelerates, drives on. Klingon, it dunked him right over the top of him. And a foul. Jonathan Klingon, welcome to social media. You'll be on TikTok, YouTube, wherever. What a dunk.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Tim Roy, voice of the Golden State Warriors, aptly put. I think Donovan Klingon was all over social media last night. Did you have a chance to catch that dunk in? It was pretty nasty.
You know, what's a little deceptive is that we keep showing these audio highlights of the Warriors doing well. When they got smoked, Pasta.
Yeah.
Do you have any Kevin Calabro, the voice of the Portland Trail Blazers?
He's pretty good.
Calabro is the best.
I have all the Aaron Gordon you'll ever need there.
Well, but they won that game. They won that game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I need some Jeremy Grant. I have those too. Denny Avida.
I definitely have him.
Denny Avida, he can get up there. He's quicker than you think.
Yeah.
He's a nice little player.
He's playing the Israeli national team. And he,
Omri Kaspi,
drafted at the age of 17.
Air Israel, yeah, he was like what a top three pick,
mm-hmm.
Washington guy. Yeah, Portland got
some boys, and I always like the holidays. If you get a holiday, you got a winner.
Well, and that's the thing. It's so Scoot Henderson's been out for him because he tore his hamstring in preseason.
You're not missing that, dude. You're better off without him.
I agree, but you get Scoot back, you get Robert Williams the third back. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Young Hansen is just taking those minutes. The 19-year-old from China, 7-footer. They got some size.
Diago Splitter, the new guy calling the shots out there?
Oh, well.
Because co-conspirator number 8 is
okay, hold on. Okay, I was going to say, it's been an hour. We haven't talked about this yet. I do want to get into that. Before we do, I promise. No, we will. I promised Scott and Berkeley that we would take his call before we dive into the conspiracy theories. And Chauncey Billups. So, Scott, welcome to Warriors This Week. It's good to hear from you. What do you got, man? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Fantastic. What do you got?
You know, the thing I would, in thinking about Richard, first thing, is that he kind of analogizes to where Horford was when he came out of Florida. Because if you remember, okay, he comes off a national champion. He wasn't the star. That was Walter Clayton. And then back in, what was it, 04 and 05? When
Billy Donovan.
Back? Yeah. Okay. Al wasn't the star. It was really Joakim Noah. But you could always tell with Al that he was probably going to end up being the better player because he had his fundamentals down better. So I kind of look at Will and it's like there's a maturity more with him that I like. Now, you know, he may be the guy who can kind of like adjust to not playing some nights and then getting minutes the other nights. And as for the other subject, the only thing I can say about the only, you know, I'm hoping that we have a league next week. But the thing that worries me more about that now is that, okay, A, you have one guy who's connected to a guy in Los Angeles. And when Chauncey did his perp walk yesterday, you saw the sweat, you saw the hoodie he was wearing and what it said on it, right?
I missed it. Scott, enlighten me.
Clutch Sports Group.
LeBron.
There's something, you know, this is going to get... Basketball has always long been probably the easiest access to gambling or gamblers going back to the 40s. And so it's kind of, I won't say it's a big thing, but I mean, Chauncey's case is just so weird because that's more James Bondian. But I lived for 23 years over in Europe. And, you know, gambling is kind of a common thing. It's really kind of much more, it's been much more accepted. It's gone on over there for, I think, over 100 years. You know, we're barely into the eighth year of gambling having broken out big time. So we're kind of in a situation where everything's going to go wild for a while until we kind of put some controls or better controls or separations in there. So anyway, that's my thoughts, fellas. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, wait, before we leave you, you were in Europe, and speaking of gambling and sports, are you familiar with Palio di Siena? The horse race in Siena. Okay.
I never lived in Italy.
Okay. I tried to send my man here.
Yeah, this is the one you've been trying to set me up with, right?
Anyways, thanks for the call.
Appreciate it, Scott.
Awesome call, Scott, by the way. Couldn't agree with him more on the first part about Will Richard.
He's an Italian.
About Will Richard. Don't make me out to be that guy.
That was really really astute where he was going with the Joakim, and I don't know if you remember that team with Al Horford, Billy Donovan. They won back-to-back national championships.
Corey Brewer was
at Florida. Yeah, and so it was Joakim Noah that really was the star, those Twin Towers. And Horford was just thought of as, you know, good fundamental player, but, you know, here we are some 15 years later, and he's still doing his thing.
I'm pretty sure Al Horford was a high pick, though.
Oh, he's a high pick, but...
He's a third overall pick. God. What are we doing here?
Jesus, Scott, what the hell are you giving me?
I'm just saying, man. It's like, what? No, like, okay, in college, he's right. Joakim Noah and Al Horford were maybe seen as somewhat of equal, but, you know, by the way, the Warriors did want Walter Clayton Jr. There's this kind of a... Well, I don't want to use the word conspiracy because we might talk about that, but there was this thought that the Warriors were trying to trade into the first round at around 17 to take Walter Clayton Jr. because they really liked him. And that was also a big reason why when they eventually had a spot to take Will Richard, they just watched a lot of Florida. And I think it's obvious. Like, you go back to some of his tape in college, the national championship game stands out, and immediately you see, like, the guy can just, he just has a feel for the game. And those are the kinds of players that Steve Kerr likes and is going to play. Like, there was a clip from training camp where Steve Kerr was talking with Jimmy Butler. He's like, wow, like, this kid just knows what he's doing. And so I think that that Will Richard is carving out a role. And this idea that Kerr doesn't want to play young players is abjectly false because he's done it each of the last few seasons when he's had to.
And I also like the fact that he's played in national championship games. I do think that there is a carryover. If you've seen him play, he got the game ball in his first NBA game against the Lakers. Like, he's not wide-eyed at all. Whereas Pajemski coming out of Santa Clara, and then you got the kid Post out of Boston College. I mean, this guy is just, he's like, yeah, all right, whatever. I played in front of, you know, bigger houses than this, and he looks like he's making that seamless transition.
Yeah, I agree. And then,
what's the conspiracy?
Did you want to talk about it?
Yeah, go ahead. No, I'll go wherever you want to go.
Well, on Thursday, Chauncey Billups was picked up by Cash Patel and the FBI, along with Terry Rozier and I think 32 others involved in a gambling investigation into, you know, the NBA. Chauncey was picked up because of his involvement in an illegal poker ring. But the more you kind of dig into some of the, I don't know, like, did you end up reading the report? Because you mentioned co-conspirator 8.
No, I do know about co-conspirator 8. So it wasn't just relegated to the poker game.
Yeah.
but also he is allegedly, in a case, not by name,
yes,
but co-conspirator number 8 as far as leaking some sort of information that...
Yeah, that was something that
beneficial
flew
to the wagers
under the radar because he wasn't named, but I had to imagine that he was involved in it somehow. That's why he got picked up. But so Damon Jones, longtime assistant coach and close with LeBron James from his time back with the Cavs, was basically just giving out information about guys who are playing, not going to be playing much, so people can hit their over-unders, can hit their prop bets. And Chauncey Billups, while it wasn't named and is, you know, they're still, I guess, figuring this out, there was a co-conspirator 8 under the listing. I think this was like the Terry Rozier thing where he checked in for some time. There was like $200,000 that came in, 30-plus bets on him to hit his under minutes that game, checks out with an injury, and doesn't play the rest of the season. This was back in 2023. They said that a co-conspirator 8, who was defined as an NBA player from around 1997 to around 2012 or 13, which fits Chauncey Billups, and had recently become an NBA head coach
and lives
around
Oregon.
The year 2021 and lives in the state of Oregon, was also involved in leaking information about his team tanking down the end of the 2023 year and was giving out inside information. So while Chauncey Billups was not explicitly named in the report, co-conspirator 8 is almost explicitly defined as Mr. Billups.
Mm.
I think a lot is going to be revealed between now and then.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
We're not exactly sure. And again, we have to maintain that this is all being alleged. I would say this on a general sense. This doesn't look good. This doesn't bode well for Adam Silver, who was once thought to be the golden child, the guy who was saving the NBA, that got rid of Donald Sterling. It's like there were no flies on Adam Silver. Over the last couple of years, I would say that beginning with this offseason and Kawhi Leonard and aspiration and working for a company that didn't even really exist and getting $28 million for doing nothing, as we found out now, we're seeing one of the more prominent coaches coming under fire in an investigation. Not to mention that, I know this is on a much different level, but he hasn't been able to get the NBA All-Star game straight for the last 10 years. But the Terry Rozier thing, I think, really, that's egg on the face of Adam Silver. Because that was back in 2023, where it was, I want to say, they have that governing body when everybody bets. What is it? Is it the integrity firm, I believe, the United States integrity firm? If they see unusual money and unusual play by a particular player, they'll red flag it.
Which they did.
And they did, and they sent it to the NBA and said, hey, look, this Terry Rozier guy, you need to investigate him. They did, and Adam Silver didn't do anything. And then, sure enough, cut to two years later, and here's the FBI with their big sting operation, and guess who's in the middle of it? One Terry Rozier. So once again, I think that just in overall sense, that Adam Silver has got a lot of egg in his face, and this does not look well for him going forward.
And it obviously reflects poorly on the players, but I agree, it reflects poorly on the league. I mean, the NBA is... And the NFL has had their issues. MLB this year with someone like Emmanuel Clase is probably going to never throw another pitch in Major League Baseball. Like this happens across sports, but the NBA specifically has had opportunities to nip it as much as they can in the bud. Like I think that Adam Silver, his image is as a player's commissioner. Like this has become somewhat of a player's league. Guys are making more money than ever. Guys are involved in different media ventures. And while I think that's largely good, guys have had opportunities, it also, I just feel like the image of the NBA is that it's run by the players, not by Adam Silver. And that was not the case with David Stern. David Stern, who was his predecessor, ran a pretty tight ship. And there's a lot of stories from former players come out and saying that, I mean, Carmelo Anthony had this one story where he was involved in some off-court issue. David Stern made a call to him and said, If this continues, you are going to be out of the league. And that's Carmelo Anthony. It's a future Hall of Famer. Like, he was someone that would, and I know that there were issues in gambling and problems in the 90s as well. But David Stern, I think, was largely, I think the image of him was, at least to my understanding, more of a czar than someone that would let players kind of do what they wanted. And I think that while, again, it allows fans to feel more connected to the players, I just don't think that Adam Silver has had a good pulse on what the league needs. And where it's going is not in a good direction. And I do not think that this is the first nor the last case of this happening.
Well, let's keep in mind that he was the first commissioner of a major sport that really wanted to marry himself to gambling. Even before it was legalized, even before PAPSA, going back to 2014, I remember him arguing, saying, look, it is so big. It's bigger than us. You may as well legalize it. He's talking to the government, right, at the federal level. You may as well legalize it and tax the hell out of it, because they understood. Listen, just to take you back, when it comes to commissioners, whether it's Goodell or whether it's Manfred, they work for the owners, right? Which is why Roger Goodell could do whatever it is that he wants to do as long as he's making money. We may see him, the most egregious acts, like get rid of him. These guys aren't going anywhere unless they stop the bottom line, which is stop making money for the owners. And Roger Goodell isn't doing that. The owners will not fire these guys. And as it relates to Adam Silver, he's just looking to create new revenue streams for the owners. So he wanted to tap in, and I think it was really innovative at the time, saying, look, I don't care. Gambling's no longer a four-letter word. We want to be with them. We want to align ourselves and collaborate with betting. And they were the first. You would walk into basketball arenas, and for the first time, you would see signage from FanDuel and DraftKings and BetUS and MGM, and that was the NBA that pioneered all of that, which is fine. But you sure as hell better watchdog it if that's what you're going to do. Like, if you want to marry yourself to gambling, then you have got to police this with the players, because you know that this is going to be an inevitability, right? Like, if you're going to get this close to professional gambling and involve your players, you got to make sure. And they do. They have signage in just about every locker room: do not gamble, and all the warnings. But you have to make sure that what happened with Rozier and with Chauncey Billups does not happen on your watch, especially when not the FBI, but this separate firm, the United States Integrity Firm, is giving you Terry Rozier and saying, look, you can nip this in the bud, and then you just simply pass it along. Again, Adam Silver wanted to get into gambling. He did. But if that's what you're going to do, then you need to police this and oversee it a lot better than he has.
Well, and Brian Windhorst reported that there was a thought that, again, they knew about this. And it wasn't just that they investigated
about it. About the Billups thing as well?
No, but I'm not sure about the Billups thing. But Terry Rozier, there's a reason why he didn't play for the remainder of that season. And it wasn't because he was injured. The NBA went in and essentially said, you're done, and then conducted their own investigation. But it feels very clearly now, based on what happened on Thursday, that they were trying to sweep this under the rug, that they just didn't want anybody to know about it, that they were going to continue to let these guys do what they do as long as they weren't a smear on the league, which it now clearly has become. And this idea that it's all, I've heard the theories about the political connections and whatnot. The fact remains, whether you can believe what you want to believe, but this is bad for the NBA. What happened on Thursday is a bad look for a league that, to your point, has aligned itself with gambling. And now people across the country, fans of basketball around the world, are learning that this league and its players are more closely associated than just with sponsorships. And that is never good for a brand that is supposed to be about entertainment. And we know it's not. We know that gambling runs rampant. You can place bets on whatever you want in and out of the arena. But the moment your players are participating in it, the moment your workforce is engaging in that kind of issue, you have to bring the hammer down. And I think that Adam Silver, for the first time, maybe as in his tenure as commissioner, he's going to be forced to do that. He's done it with owners. He's done it with other members outside of the playing community. He's going to have to do it with players
and coaches. If nothing else, this is the shot across the bow, right? Like, maybe this had to happen so that everybody in the NBA who is thinking of doing this, first of all, it's really stupid if you read the report as to what it is that they were doing. But I think that now everybody realizes, like, okay, yeah, we can't even be doing this. Like, we can't, I can't even be thinking about potentially doing, because, you know, there's a lot of players in the NBA that either thought about it or doing it currently.
Of course.
And because, I don't know if you've been on a flight, I haven't, but everybody, essentially, they're either playing dominoes.
Well, in the air, it's legal.
Yeah, I know, but gambling is very prevalent in the NBA. And so this, to me, it was just a matter of time before we got to this place. But I do think it now just serves as a warning to everybody else that, hey, listen, man, don't do it.
Yeah, I'm with you. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings, Dan Devone on Warriors this week. Every Saturday, 9 to noon here on 95.7 The Game, talking about the week that was for the Golden State Warriors. Let's go out to Los Altos and talk to our guy, Bobby. Bobby, what's up, man? Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, fellas. Thank you for the enthusiastic hello, and thank you for taking my call. I called in specifically on 2 points around the Warriors, but I guess I'd like to throw my thoughts into this gambling thing. So I'll start with the actually topic on hand, the Warriors. Look, I'm no Podziemski apologist. I'm not a huge fan. I'm not a hater. But what I don't understand is why so many callers come in and act like Steve Kerr is somehow protecting or guaranteeing minutes to Pods as if somehow he owes him a gambling debt. You know, it's the point is, if the other players were better in practice, or they showed that they were smarter basketball players or could play on the floor.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
With Steph, they'd get those minutes. So why is everyone so mad at Kerr and acting like somehow JK is getting cheated because Pod's taking his minutes? How about it's just that the other players aren't, I'll say smart enough, but you know what I mean, to be on the floor and to give Steve Kerr confidence that they can be productive players on the floor? I mean, clearly, Will Richard who whatever, his career is what, two games, is showing that he has the confidence, he's been given the confidence by Kerr to play on the floor. So are we going to start hating on Richard because he's taking minutes from Kuminga? I just don't understand that. You want to take Pod's minutes, just be better. And then as it relates to the game last night, of course, a win is a win and a loss is a loss. So that's what makes it kind of painful, right, that we would have a great win two nights ago and then last night get blown out. But the thing that disturbed me the most is that Curry played the most minutes. The old man played the most minutes, and he didn't even – did he even play like 3 minutes in the fourth quarter? How does the oldest guy play the most minutes and then the younger guys don't get more time? So I will say this. The game was always within reach. I guess in the NBA, you know, 18 points is within reach the whole time. But Kuminga should have gotten way more than 24 minutes. You know, I think Podzemski should have gotten more time. I don't understand why Hield and Payton didn't get more time. And so I guess my point is this. On a back-to-back where you know that the other team, all they're going to do is just run and tire you out, why is our oldest player playing the most minutes when he didn't even have to play, you know, when he got pulled early? So it's early and it's an experiment, but like this idea that, hey, it's the beginning of the season, so everyone's legs are still fresh, I just don't buy that. I think you just got to figure out how to manage that, because obviously we're going to have a bunch of back-to-backs, and you don't want to be losing a back-to-back against a team that, you know, is probably not going to be even a play-in team. So that was the disappointing part to me. And then, sorry, I know I'm rambling here, but as it relates to the gambling thing, look, if you're a degenerate, look, I just do underdog. I don't do anything like, I do whatever is whatever, quote-unquote legal by the state of California. But, you know, if I want to turn my two-player parlay into a three-player parlay, and I'm going to bet, like, you know, that Smiley Geach is going to have more than, you know, one rebound, That's on me, man. And if the brother decides, like, hey, I owe some people money and I'm not going to try to rebound, who cares, man? Who cares? That's on me. Sports gambling is a risk. And quite honestly, like, we got 450 players. If you happen to bet on the one player as part of your parlay that happens to be doing something crooked, who cares? I don't feel like I'm being cheated and the integrity of the sport is being questioned. Now, obviously, if a coach is doing things, there's a lot more impact. But one player like a Damian Jones, man, I don't care. If he was like part five of my six-part parlay, I don't care. That's just the risk you take playing on sports. So I don't know what the big deal is. And Chauncey Billups, dude, look. I've never extorted someone. I'm more likely to be extorted than to extort. But if that dude is sitting in as a, what do they call them, the face card, right, of these high-stake illegal poker games.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, Bobby, sorry about that. But a lot to dig into off of that call, but we got to hit a break here. I see also Austin in San Jose and Troy in Santa Cruz. We're going to get to your calls on the other side. A lot more coming halfway home here on War Is This.
Thank you, sponsors, players, volunteers, and thank you, Pettinelli Financial.
Kuminga, bounce pass to Jemski. He lost the ball on the way up. Holiday knocked it away. Another turnover on Golden State. I'm dealing with the dunk. And this game, again, is kind of out of control. Warriors had a chance if they could have started fast, but now they're down by 18.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings, Dan DeVone, and a big thank you to Pasta Bennett Roth.
Who's that?
Bennett Roth.
Bennett
Roth.
He's
in the YouTube chat right now. Submitted me some beds, and this is one apparently he made.
I like this. It's kind of funky. I don't know if it's quite your speed, Dan.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
We're talking about the music that's playing right now.
Oh.
I don't know if they can hear it on YouTube, but Bennett Roth submitted a couple
this
beds
is awesome.
To Pasta.
This is solid.
He's in the YouTube chat right now.
Yeah, I like that. Shout out Bennett.
I like
appreciate
this.
You, man.
It's a good vibe.
So, on the heels of our last segment, big shout out to Bobby Los Altos. Put a lot on the table for us.
I think
here.
Bobby's still talking somewhere.
Man, that guy can go. Love you, Bob. All right, so I do disagree with the fact, we're talking a little bit about the whole gambling issue right now with the NBA on the heels of Billups and Rozier getting arrested on Thursday by the FBI. I do disagree with the fact that it's all on the gambler, because if you're fixing particular props or situations, whether it's as a coach or a player, you're stealing money. And that can't be something the league is associated with. But I did agree with Bobby on his point about pods, which is if you're unhappy, and I'm summarizing here, if you're unhappy with Kerr for giving him minutes, you got to look around and see some other guys that are going to push him. Which, by the way, I said this earlier, and I believe this, this is the first year where I think that's a possibility. Whereas for the last couple seasons, there just was nobody to take those minutes. But now there is a Will Richard. There will be a D'Anthony Melton. There is a potential for a Moody or maybe even a Kuminga if the Warriors want to play larger, for Pajemski to not just be guaranteed the 30 that everyone thinks that he's been given on a silver platter.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just the fact that he's clearly been Steve Kerr's teacher's pet, right? And I get it. I mean, if I'm Moses Moody and Jonathan Kuminga, this is going back over the last couple of years, why is Pajemski jump on the line? Why does he get all this run? And, you know, and Bobby was right. He's a smart player that's understands where the ball's got to go, balances the floor, takes those charges. He's a good defender. And it's about winning basketball plays. But there comes a point, and there's a ceiling to all of this, that you got to score the damn ball. And you've got to be able to play a lot better than he has at the start of the season, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Giddings and DeVone with you here on Warriors This Week. Let's get out to San Jose. Talk to our guy, Austin. Austin, good to hear from you, man. What's going on? Good morning.
Hey fellas. Great. We get back to the NBA. Dan, good to talk to you again, Evan, as always. Listen, man, Bobby, he was amazing. I disagree with him on a lot of things, but, you know, it's kind of like the consumer's always responsible, right? It doesn't matter whether they're being tricked into something or not. It's their responsibility to sort of be buyers beware. So I challenge that a little bit. And just talking about the NBA and scandal, you know, I go back long enough to remember a lot of scandals. The Donaghy referee scandal that wasn't too long ago, actually. And people should go back and watch the documentary, actually, because I can maybe give you some context around what's happening today. So this isn't new. Some of the things I remember, he said that the sport was at 70% entertainment, 30% sport. So you can think about that for a minute. The other part of it, I think, where we need to be, I think it's the tip of the iceberg. I hope I'm wrong, but I got a feeling there's more coming out of this than maybe we're going to want to know. But I don't believe that Chauncey Billups and Rozier are the only ones doing these type of things. I think we'd be naive to think that. So I would worry more about, you know, what comes next, you know. So I just think that the whole thing, what we need to be worried is, what are we watching? We go to WWE, that's a manufactured outcome. We kind of know what's expected. People pay and know it's contrived. I think we have to ask ourselves, though, where it starts to get a little bit worrisome for the NBA. And we're not saying every game, but to the extent that the referees are, and Donaghy said he was influenced by the NBA office to call fouls a certain way, a certain night, depending on the contest, right? And now we have players that are capable of affecting an outcome either by not playing or this load management thing, guys. You know, how's this coming into equation? Who to determine whether a guy's actually load managing or if he's really hurt or not? And these are all part of the gambling scenario, because the league signed major billion-dollar agreements with these gambling organizations. So there's a lot of layers to this. And I would if I was an NBA official or an executive, I would worry about the public and saying, so what am I watching on a given night? It doesn't mean that every game is affected, but it doesn't have to be every game. And Bobby, you know, Bobby is going too well. It's 300, 400 things, and it doesn't matter if a couple of players. No, it matters, because if one game is affected, then the sport is tainted, and then we don't know what we're watching. So that's kind of where I'm at, guys. And last thing on the Warriors, three games in, it's going to be up and down. I think that Will Richards is a major fine right now. I think the minutes will be decided. I think guys like Pods and stuff will still be part of the equation, but they won't be seeing the time. He's going to play himself off the court if he keeps doing what some of the things he's doing. But I don't want to pick on Pods. It's just about the young players stepping up or not stepping up. So I'd be curious to give your comments, guys, about the whole gambling thing. I think that we'd be it would be wrong for us to kind of dismiss this as something that's just going to go away. I don't think it's going to go away, guys. I'd be curious to see what you guys think. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Austin. I mean, I don't know about you, Dan. I think one of the reasons it won't go away is because they're trying to make it go away. Like, that's the reason why we're in this position in the first place. The FBI had to step in because the NBA's investigation into its own league produced nothing. And so you brought the big boys in. And at this point now, you unlock Pandora's box into a whole world of a potential rigging and illegal poker games. But the bigger issue is what someone like Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups or co-conspirator 8 were doing.
And it's only going to get worse before it gets better, because there's going to be more names that are going to be released. We're just at the tip of the iceberg. One thing that I do want to point out as it relates to injuries, because I think one of the things that were mentioned, I believe you read the report, and one of the things that I believe Damon Jones was talking about, or at least allegedly was referring to, LeBron James wasn't going to play in a certain basketball game, was hurt. The one thing about injuries as it relates, and you correct me if I'm wrong again, because you're much closer to the Warriors than I. So if you were to go to a closed practice, let's say the Warriors have a game tonight at 7, they got a closed practice at about noon today. You would go to that closed practice and there would be players, there would be certain members of the media, a few people, you know, hanging around, but it's closed to the unwashed masses. And you would know right there whether Draymond Green, who is dealing with an injury, was playing or not.
Yeah.
And Draymond Green would be sitting on the side and everybody would know, including Steve Kerr, that he's not playing. However, the NBA isn't obligated to release that information till at least about an hour before tip, if not sooner or later, depending on how you look at it. And so there's a long time in between 12 this afternoon and tip-off tonight where that sort of information, albeit just privy to players and certain media members, can be dispersed in nefarious ways towards, you know, affecting a line and or people wagering on whether or not the Warriors are going to, whatever the prop bet might be, whatever, you know, whatever the line might be that wagers are trying to profit from. Yeah. So I think that's something that needs to be addressed going forward.
No, like, I have public access right now. I'm looking at the NBA injury report, and you have to submit one.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
And I think it's, well, that's not really a drop, but...
don't even mind those, man. I give up on those, the most random drops.
You are required to report one every hour. But I don't think you have to have your available roster, and I think it's until an hour and a half before tip. So, and there could be a late scratch. But to your point, if at shoot around today, if the Warriors were hypothetically playing, and there was an assistant coach that was made aware that an individual is not going to play, it's that person cannot go tell then someone else, hey, I'm going to just be honest, Jimmy ain't playing tonight, or Steph ain't playing tonight. And I would kind of get in before that line moves, because it's going to move. Like, that stuff is a little buyer beware, but the bigger issue is when a player can literally maneuver a prop based on how much they're playing. If a player says, all right, my over-under on minutes is, I don't know, 14 and a half. I'm going down with an ankle in the second quarter. Like, that is literally theft, because you are there is no chance involved in that. You have control over it. And I think that's where the NBA, it's like, all right, are they trying to figure out how much intent is involved in this? You know, it was made clear that someone like Terry Rozier asked out of the game because he knew that there was hundreds of thousands of dollars in on him to not play in that game, or not play a lot. And so that's where I know that there's some gray space, but the NBA just cannot be associated with these kinds of acts. We talked about it a lot today. I also do want to get to Austin's point about Richard and and kind of Pajemski, and where the younger guys are with the Warriors too, Dan. I thought, like, for example, last night, and I know you mentioned, you know, you don't want Richard or players, you know, sort of playing out of their role, but on a night like last night where Horford is out, we're talking about players that you know publicly are not going to play. Horford is out. It changes the hierarchy immediately, because those are 25 available minutes. And they're 25 available minutes at a very important position in which they don't have a ton of depth. So what are you going to do? You got to play smaller. And I think that those are games where I will like to see Kerr in the future. There's 14 more of them. Just kind of lean more into some of their younger dudes. I know it's going to look like a lot of smaller lineups. I know it's going to look like, you know, maybe against bigger teams, they don't have as much of an advantage. But to me, Dan, those are the kinds of games where I would like to see the young guys sort of take the reins.
Well, there's young guys, and then there's Will Richard. Like, Pajemski's a young guy. Trace Jackson Davis is a young guy. Quentin Post is a young guy. But when you're a rookie who is going through the league for the first time, I would put him sort of in a separate category. I would still keep a tight leash on him. I don't want him to develop bad habits. I don't want to mess with his confidence. And so, yeah, you want to rely on the young guys. I would agree with you there. But I would be a little bit more careful in monitoring his minutes. Because, again, I think he's better off when he has, at least for right now, which we're talking not even, you know, four games into his NBA career, that he has a real defined role and continues to play well and build upon that confidence going forward, so that we get to a point, maybe it's at the latter part of the season, where you can become more reliant on him to play bigger minutes.
What have you made of Kuminga's role through three games? I know he's played 31 minutes. He's been very efficient, 55, 50, 75 at the free throw line. He's right now their leading rebounder, as it stands through three games.
How about that?
Which is,
he ought to just hang it up right now.
I know. Four assists a game and nearly 16 per. Like, I've been pleasantly surprised. I don't think that anybody can be unhappy with what he's done so far. And the one thing that I guess it does feel weird talking about it, because I don't feel like we've seen this before. And there's been some fundamental change that he has made. And I don't know if it had to do with the negotiation, his place with the team moving forward, the saga that was this summer in Kuminga. But if this is the player that he is going to be this season, Like, that's someone that I can look at and legitimately believe is going to help them win games. And he already has. But to say that this was the guy that we saw the last 4 years, Dan, to me is going a little out on a limb. Like, I don't think we've seen him do all of these things. Mm-mm. Defend, rebound, move the ball, and be able to score at an efficient clip. He's done a few of those things at different times, but never all at once.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the Jimmy Butler factor. I don't know if it was the contract negotiations over the offseason. Or I don't know if it's the fact that he's just now 23 years of age and we all grew up. And at some point, and we've been waiting for this for so long, but the light just goes on. But he's clearly a different player. I don't know what it's attributed to, but you're right. You can see it where he's not forcing the action. He's letting the game come to him. That Laker game where he was giving it up, he hit Steph Curry on a pass on a break where Curry hit a three, and it was just like, really? Like, this is who Steve Kerr wants him to be. Like, if he can be, again, this guy where it's just the game was organically happening and he's not, you know, he's not in a 50-mile-an-hour zone driving 125 and charging into three guys. Like, all of this is just in hitting his threes. A lot of it's confidence, I think. But it could be just one of those where it's taken him a little bit longer than maybe, say, the average player. Now, what, 5 years into his career, for him to sort of understand what it is that Steve Kerr has been trying to pound into his head. Now, again, because we've been teased before, we need to see a little bit more of this, right? We need, it can't just be a snapshot. Let's see a month of this. Let's see a couple of months of this before we're ready to make that sort of indictment that he's fully become a different basketball player.
And James Wilson is pushing back in our chat saying that he just needs minutes. He's always done this. And I'm sorry, I have to disagree. He's done some of these things. Some nights he has scored efficiently. Some nights he has rebounded well. Some nights he has defended. But in three games, and you can kind of throw away Portland because that, although he was the second best player in that game, he hasn't done them all at the same time. Like, I'm sorry. I have not seen this level of commitment to defense, to rebounding, to moving the ball, to doing all the things that it feels like fans, along with perhaps the coaching staff, was pleading for him to do. I have not seen him do it at that level with the consistency that he has so far, again, through three games, through his first 4 years. And you know what? If that's what it took to get to this point, that's fine. He's 23 years old. He's still very young. And it looks like he's going to be a contributing member to a season that has aspirations to go far in the postseason. I don't know if they'll end up using him as a trade chip, Dan. I don't know if he wants to be here after this season. But the more he plays like he did against the Lakers and against Denver, too, where he's picking up big bodies, he's skying in for rebounds, making plays on loose balls, running the floor, and using the athleticism and the talent, really, that everyone knew was always there, every single possession. Like, that to me is a completely different player than the one that we've been talking about. And he's shown flashes of it, and I just want to see him continue to do it, too, because I know he can score, and now it feels like I know that he's looking to make the right play consistently. And that's going to help the Warriors on nights like last night, even though they lost, and especially in games where they're playing against contenders like a team like Denver.
Well, maybe to sort of defend the, I didn't see what it is that he said on the text line, but what are we calling guys who text in? The texter?
Well, no, he's just saying JK has always done this. He just doesn't play enough to show it.
Well,
I think is kind of the consensus pushback.
I don't know that that's necessarily true, although I would say that he is a different player when he starts or when Steve Kerr gives him the vote of confidence. What are the best games he's ever had? Are always when Steph is out, Draymond is out, either through load management or they can't play. I mean, you can go look it up. I think it's career highs are in games. Now, obviously, he's relied upon to score the basketball, but there's sort of a comfort and there's sort of a different mentality and mental makeup to his approach, I think, to games when he doesn't have to defer to Steph or doesn't have to look over his shoulder at whether or not he's going to get pulled by Steve Kerr or whether he did the right thing according to Draymond Green. When those guys aren't on the floor, he seems to play his best basketball. Now that he's been given this vote of confidence and that he's a starter, I don't think he's necessarily looking over his shoulder saying, am I going to get yanked now? Because we have seen him yo-yoed back and forth. And I think there is sort of a cause and effect with Steve Kerr giving him the leash and saying, okay, you're going to play and you're going to get your minutes. And so don't worry about me and do your thing. And while I agree with you that we haven't seen, you know, this version of Jonathan Kuminga, but I wouldn't dismiss the fact that Steve Kerr has something to do with it in terms of the confidence that's been bestowed on Jonathan Kuminga in terms of his minutes.
Well, clearly there's been conversations about what they envision as his role this season. And I think that's maybe to go further, what I've seen through three games is Kuminga has played well in the past when he's been the guy, when he's been the primary option. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've seen him contribute like this when he's forced to be the third or some nights fourth option. Now, he's been their third best player through three games. I think he's been better than Draymond consistently through three. But when Steph and Jimmy have been out there, the last 30 games of the season, he struggled to figure out where he fit in. And it's because it felt like he needed the ball. It felt like he was trying to force some things. And the game just looks like it's come to him through the first two wins. I think more than I've seen it, when those guys are out there, the guys who demand the ball and demand the attention, he's using the gravity of Curry. He's making cuts. He's making proper passes and right reads. And he's doing it as the third option. I think he's always needed to be the first, or it's been just a struggle for him to quite frankly figure out where he fits. And so I think that's what's been encouraging for me. It's he's kind of found, I would say, where like Andrew Wiggins had to find when he came to Golden State, where he was the man in Minnesota. You know, he was originally, when he got here in 2021, he was that second option. And then in the 2022 season, he was the tertiary piece. But he figured out exactly what he needed to do to help the team win. And at least the early returns to me through, you know, the first three games, is it looks like that's kind of what that's the leap that I think he's beginning to make.
What's tertiary mean?
Just third.
Oh, wow.
You know, primary, secondary, tertiary. But let's go to
you're a smart guy, bro.
You're the one who used the word discombobulated earlier. There's more syllables than that.
I reach down once in a while, but for you, it just flows, man.
Every once in a while. All right, let's go to Tim in North Carolina, friend of the program. Timmy, good afternoon, man. What's going on? How are you?
I'm good, fellas. I'm good. You know, I've kind of refrained from calling since this kid has been playing well, simply because of I just haven't wanted to call. But it's kind of borderline insulting that all of a sudden a dumb kid got smart type of thing. This goes back to his second year on this team, when he filled in for Wiggins, and he was a third or fourth option, and these guys were winning games. Even when his kid is, he's always done this when he's averaged 30 minutes a game. This team has a winning record when this guy's got 30 minutes a game, and he's averaged 20 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Like, it's just borderline insulting, man. Devone just said it. The only difference is a guy has been empowered. He's been embraced by his older vets and said, man, just go do you. Have you heard what Jimmy has been saying, what he's been telling him? Hey, man, be yourself. Go play basketball. That's all this is. I mean, this is just like, guys, why are we acting like the wheel has been reinvented? Like, look at the kid's stats whenever he's averaged 30 minutes a game. And no, it hasn't always been when Steph and Dre have been out. His second year in the league, when he filled in for that long period of time Wiggins was out, those guys were here. The third year when he filled in when Dre got hurt, those guys were on the court. The only difference is peace of mind. Peace of mind that I can just play and I can be the best version of myself that I can be and my coach believes in me. So I think all of this reinventing the wheel, I've said it before, and I'll let y'all check on it because you guys are stat guys, right? Kuminga is one of eight players in his draft class, one of eight, that has 3,000 points and 1,000 rebounds. guys, he is the 18th, he's played the 18th most minutes in that draft class, but he's one of eight. And go look at the other seven. All of those guys got $200 million contracts. So you wonder why this kid guy's mind is kind of all over the place. And now he just has peace of mind, fellas. Like, we don't have to reinvent this. It's not a dumb kid that got smart in 2 months over the summer. I mean, come on, it's insulting, man. Just the kid is just playing basketball. He's done it before on this team. And why are we acting like we didn't see 3 years ago? Or two?
Oh, sorry, Tim. Possibly. We got to hit a break here. Oh, sorry about that.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.